This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. The government today reassured that India has sufficient supplies of crude, petrol, diesel, natural gas and LPG with refineries operating at optimum capacity to meet the demand. LPG production has been ramped up and every day around 46 to 47,000 tons of LPG are produced in refineries. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia situation, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that supply remains stable and steps are being taken to ensure availability across all petrol pumps. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said they are continuously coordinating with the Ministry of External Affairs, Indian missions and maritime stakeholders to ensure the safety of seafarers and smooth maritime operations. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India and the United States are working as natural partners and complement each other across sectors, including technology innovation, high-precision defense, digital data centers, quantum computing and medical devices. Addressing the annual leadership summit of the American Chamber of Commerce in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said the partnership between the two countries is strengthened by mutual trust and shared economic interests.
America and India truly are working as natural partners. We complement each other. America is looking for a trusted partner. I think India has proven track record over decades of truly working as a country, as a set of businesses here who respect the intellectual property of foreign companies, who can be trusted to deliver high quality on time. There's a large pool of talent available for all of you. And in some sense, these are two economies which totally complement each other.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today held a high-level security review meeting in New Delhi with field officers. During the meeting, it was noted that preliminary investigations into several recent fire incidents in trains have revealed the involvement of anti-social elements. The ministry said that such incidents has been taken up seriously and the Railway Protection Force is actively probing them. India has called for united global efforts to combat terrorism in all its forms, including cross-border terror. Addressing the 11th annual BRICS Counter-Terrorism Working Group meeting in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs Secretary West C.B. George stressed the need to hold accountable those sheltering and supporting terrorism. He called for zero tolerance against terrorism and stronger international cooperation to tackle terror financing, radicalization and misuse of emerging technologies by terrorist groups. President of Cyprus Nikos Christodoulos today visited the National Stock Exchange in Mumbai and participated in the traditional bell-ringing ceremony. Delivering the keynote address at a program here, he reiterated that Cyprus serves as a natural gateway between India, Europe and the wider Eastern Mediterranean and the Middle East, combining political and economic stability with ambition, innovation and a future-focused outlook. The World Health Organization has noted that a total of 650 suspected cases, including 144 deaths linked to the rare Bundibugyo strain of Ebola, have been reported in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda as of May 21st. On Sunday, the WHO declared a public health emergency of international concern, but said it was not a pandemic level. In view of the evolving health situation, the India-Africa Forum Summit, which was scheduled to begin in New Delhi on May 28th, has been postponed. Earlier, the Indian government issued an advisory on May 21st for people residing in, traveling to or returning from African countries affected by Ebola virus disease. In Uttarakhand, 5 persons, including 2 women, were killed today after a vehicle plunged into a deep gorge near Daila village on the Sanatorium Ratighat bypass road in Bhawali area of Nainital district. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar conducted computerized draw for selection of yatris for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra 2026. The 2026 edition of the Yatra will commence in June and conclude in August. And that is the end of this news bulletin.